Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Now we're going to be speaking with Tony Rovere, who is the creator of the website StuffSeniorsNeed.com. Tony, tell us a little bit about the website and what drove you to create it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Rebecca, for having me. The website really is, for lack of a better phrase, it's my biography of the last couple of years. The impetus for it began with primarily taking care of my mother and her physical decline. She had fallen and broken her shoulder in 2010. She did some time in rehab for that. It was my first experience with community Medicaid, filling that out for her. And, you know, she had had to move in with me or vice versa because, you know, she was just starting to decline physically because of a job transfer. She had to go in with my brother. And what happened was I got one of those life-changing moments. It was January 9th, 2012, and I got the text message from my brother that mom was unresponsive but breathing and going to Mather Hospital. And to keep in line with your previous guest, she had taken a massive heart attack, and my brother and I were now extremely unprepared caregivers. We did not even know at this point in time the things that we needed to know about. You know, they were asking us, who's the healthcare proxy? Who has power of attorney? These were phrases we had never heard of before.
Right.
So obviously the first thing you're concerned about is this mammoth task ahead of you of taking care of her and making sure she's okay. But you now have to deal with the financial aspects too. So really what happened with the website was I was immersed in this caregiving world. And the thing I found is that it is incredible how many resources are out there to assist not only seniors but the caregivers as well. The problem is that so many of these resources, they really don't have the budget to advertise them. And it was just at a time in my life I was learning how to build websites, and I thought that this is a fantastic topic for people just starting to write about some of the resources that are available. And that's how Stuff Seniors Need was born.
Okay. You know, our program, Project Independence, is also an aging in place initiative.
Exactly.
So what we do find is there is a lot of people in your situation. Unfortunately, we don't plan. Is that right, David?
Well, I planned.
Okay, you planned well.
One of the few.
But a lot of times we don't plan well, you know, and in your case, you were lucky that you were actually in the same state as your mother, because a lot of people, their children or their family are on the West Coast, and they're alone. So you really had one less hurdle being in New York. But we definitely would like to hear some more and how you got to where you've built this website that has a lot of resources on there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it just began as first the things that I needed to take care of for mom. Because, you know, when you go to work, I was getting a lot of support from people because they knew what was going on. But at the same time, I heard they were asking the same questions I was. So you were just mentioning about the planning aspects. No one was planning for something like this. I mean, if you had told me 5 days after mom's 68th birthday, something like this would have happened, I would have said that, you know, you were bonkers. It just couldn't have happened that way. So as I started to research this, like I said, I came across an incredible amount of resources. And as the website's built and the subscribership has grown, I've been able to help people get free dental care, free dentures, free cell phones, free legal advice.
Well, you're connecting them to
these. I'm connecting them to the resources. You mentioned the legal advice. During the Medicaid application, I quickly realized that, you know, mom's credit card bills were not going to be able to get paid. But there is a senior law center at Touro College right here on the island in Bay Shore. And they were able to assist me with that. So it's one of those resources that just isn't advertised. And so what I'm trying to do is just create like a one stop where all of these resources are, but then also because a lot of the, names of programs change, you know, throughout the country. You know, an Office of the Aging here might be the Division of Senior Services in Arizona, trying to show seniors and their caregivers how to go about finding these resources in their local areas.
Okay, so your website then isn't just for Long Island, New York. Anyone from any state would be able to find resources on there?
Correct. You know, my single most popular question is regarding free dental care and free resources for that. And within the last week or two, I had somebody in Ohio. I was able to point them in the direction of a program called Dental Options in Columbus through the Ohio Dental Association.
Okay.
So mom is going to be on a little bit of a waiting list for about 2 or 3 months, but mom is going to get a free set of dentures out of this.
Right. So would you say that those that use this website are more likely to be the senior themselves or their caregiver or their a family member?
No, it's definitely a family member. To answer that question, I actually put a survey on the website, and what I found is about 3/4 of my visitors are not the senior looking for the help. They're my generation,
right,
who is seeking out the resources to help mom and help dad or, you know, an aunt or something like that.
Yeah, Tony, as an aside, something I realized, the information that you provide on your website, a lot of it are things that people of the senior generation should have available and encapsulated somewhere for their survivors.
Absolutely. You know, and that goes to the planning aspects,
yeah,
of what we were talking about earlier. Obviously, you know, when this first happened to me, I was completely unprepared. Now, because I realize that sooner or later, something like this is probably going to happen with dad, everything is completely in place. You know, there's one briefcase where literally we have put together,
right,
all of the information.
Where the bank accounts are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just having that type of information available, it's part of taking that 800-pound gorilla off your chest.
Yes.
Because when you're going through the process and you have a family to take care of and you have a job to take care of, but yet you still need to get 5 years' worth of bank records, and you have to find out where's mom's birth certificate and, you know,
right,
all of her loans and the lease payments,
yes,
and the Social Security award letter. It just piles on.
You know, mm-hmm, right. You know, we actually had a show, a Project Independence in You segment dedicated to that. There was a lot of talk about that and how, you know, you should have, you know, an area where somebody can go, whether it's a notebook, a binder,
yeah,
a file drawer, where all that information is accessed.
Yeah, to give it a very honest name, eventually it's going to happen.
It is. And, you know,
make it easy on your survivors.
Absolutely. And when this was going on, it was, you know, part of that is the talk with our parents.
Right,
which
it's
is
the talk.
The talk. And it's an extremely difficult process. I had a lot easier time with it with dad because, first of all, he saw what I was going through. So it wasn't so much, you know, me asking him. I was just telling him, this is what we're going to be doing. And it does make it a lot easier. But, you know, there's resources out there to help with that as well. The social workers and things like that. There's ways that you can go about setting this up where you are prepared, where, you know, I understand mom and dad might not necessarily want you to know where all their money is now, but they're going to need to know. So, I mean, they have,
right,
an attorney. Just get the business card for the attorney so you know where to go to, things like that.
Well, yeah. You may be aware, I'm sure you are, that you know, the town of North Hempstead's Project Independence, we are an aging in place initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And we have regions in the town, 6 to 7 regions in the town, where we have social work and nursing, we have human services.
Mm-hmm.
And you can access that simply by dialing 311. And what happens is somebody would call and maybe they're looking to do some planning.
Sure.
And that call will then get to the appropriate human service or nurse or, you know, just somebody else. Maybe they want information on in an instructional class. So, planning is the is key. We actually, with North Hempstead, you might be interested because maybe we should be part of your resource on there. We're working on a project called Circle of Support, which is basically going to be an individual plan for any senior who wants to complete it. And it's kind of going to be looked at as what to do if something happens at any time in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're in great shape now and you don't need to access as much resources, but you really should know in the event that something happens. I mean, we've talked about, you know, we had a woman who woke up, you know, at 2 a.m. with chest pain. And what's the first thing she did? She called her daughter in California, of course, who said, "Oh my God, don't worry, because, you know, Lisa, who's the daughter's best friend, still lived in Great Neck. So I'll call her." So Lisa gets called, and Lisa gets the call. Of course, it's her best friend's mom. So she goes over to the apartment to help this. No, I mean, obviously, by the time she got there, 911 had been called. You wake up with chest pain, you call 911.
Exactly.
That's the first call that you make. But sometimes not knowing or not planning to do that, you're not going to do the right thing. So that this whole planning concept is really what aging in place is all about. You know, if you're going to live in your home, you think there's a chance you might be retiring and staying in your home, you do everything you can to keep that home up. As
yes.
issues arise, if it's the roof, if it's windows, if it's your oil system, you
take
know.
Take care of it,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Project Independence is definitely in target with what you're trying to do here locally in North Hempstead, and also where we've been recognized
nationally
as
yes,
well.
Yes,
and I have written, you are on the resource list,
okay.
by the way. Yeah, you could check the sitemap and confirm it right now. But
Christina, get that up.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly. It's there. But it's about planning ahead and making sure now, because that call will be coming.
Yes.
And when it does, you don't want to be in my position, you know, scrambling around that night looking for
right.
medicine bottles. And,
yes,
you know, that's the wrong time to be thinking about where is mom's bank yeah. accounts, where is she banking?
Yeah, it's terribly unfair to both of you.
Oh yeah. My brother, you know, he has 3 kids. He has 2 more on the way. And while I don't, I mean,
twins, I'm going to assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 twins are coming in May. But it's just from January till about the end of May 2012, I mean, you can say life changed forever. And really,
right.
dealing with this and planning aspect, it literally is your job. You have a second job whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we come back from a short break, we can talk about, you know, what do you do if you're, you know, the caregiver and you're put in the situation you are, and how your website is going to help. We've been talking with Tony Rivera, and we'll be right back, so stay tuned.